Hello, everybody. Jace here. I have a real treat for you today. I have somebody from one of my favorite comic book publishers, Aspen Comics, and he's going to tell us about a big, huge announcement that has me super, super excited. But before we get into that announcement, just in case some of you readers have been living in the dark ages and haven't been listening to the podcast for a long time and have heard me talk about Aspen before, he's going to give us a quick intro, a little bit of the back history of Aspen and maybe some of the creators and titles that you may have heard of. I'd like to welcome to the show Frank Mastromauro. Thanks for joining me, Frank.
Cool. Awesome. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sure. My pleasure. My pleasure. So why don't you tell our listeners a little about the history of Aspen Comics?
Sure. Sure. I'll try to whittle it down because I'm sure I could talk about this for hours. But we've been around 15 years now. This is our 15-year anniversary in 2018. We started back in 2003. It was myself, Michael Turner, and Peter Steigerwald when we very first launched. Weren't sure if we were going to be around for 6 months or 6 years, and here we are 15 years later, still chugging along. We're really proud of that and really happy of our history and what we've achieved over the years. It's been a wild ride, tons of ups and downs. Obviously, losing Michael Turner 10 years ago, one of our closest friends, our biggest champion and one of the top artists in comics, of course, was very difficult, and it took us a while to overcome that, but I think we've all done a great job, everyone here, Vince Hernandez, Mark Roslin, Peter Steigerwald, everybody else, all of our freelancers, everybody that works for Aspen has just done a great job in keeping everything moving, and everyone, I think, has the same drive and desire to put out great books, to get great products out for the fans. We're very much a people person company, I feel. We do 15 to 20 conventions a year. We travel as much as we can, hang out with the fans. Hopefully, they're all digging on what we've been putting out lately with the anniversary. As I mentioned, when we first started Aspen, it was just myself, Michael, and Peter. Mike had come off of doing Fathom through Image and Top Cow, and we had a new artist working on that at the time we started Aspen because Michael launched with Soulfire. That was our other flagship title that Michael created. So Fathom and Soulfire are two big flagship books, which are also celebrating anniversaries this year. Fathom turns 20 and Soulfire turns 15. So we have a lot of big stuff planned for those two books as well. Over the years, we've put out a bunch, 30, 35 roughly, different properties that we've all created here and different people have brought into the fold. Executive Assistant Iris is one of those. That's a hugely popular title for us, which is also celebrating its 10-year anniversary this year in May. So we have lots of big plans for that. We also have books like Care's Magic from Vince Hernandez, Shrugged from myself and Michael. Damsels in Excess, Bubblegun by Mark Roslin, Zoo Hunters by Peter Steigerwald. The list goes on and on. We have tons of great titles, plus a whole bunch of new stuff that we can talk about later on in the podcast.
All right. So, yeah, that you did a great job, actually. I was worried it was going to take you a while. Yeah, 15 years is no slouch. And as you listeners know, I'm a huge fan of Aspen. Michael Turner, my favorite comic artist of all time. That's the reason my daughter's name is Aspen. So
that's
you know, it's been a, yeah. And I think the first time I ever met you and Peter was at San Diego 2011. And my daughter was still, my wife was like 7 months pregnant at the time. And we were like, here's Aspen. And we'll bring her by next year. Yeah. So really awesome. So I can definitely vouch for the people person and the personal touch and how much Aspen cares about their fans. But let's relieve everybody of their suspense. Big news dropped yesterday about Aspen. Why don't you let everybody else be as excited as we are and let them know what it's all about?
Sure. Well, I'll definitely tell you what I can for now, because obviously there's still a lot to come, and we are just super, super thrilled and excited that this announcement is out now and we're able to discuss it with people and just sharing the great news. So Aspen Comics is now co-owned by two different people, David Mizell, who is one of the original founders of Marvel Studios, the biggest movie franchise pretty much in history now. That was a huge, huge thing for him that he worked on for quite some time in his career, and he went on to the Angry Birds movie as well, which became a huge success for Sony, too. David is just an amazing visionary, sees things others do not. And thankfully, he saw something in us that he believes in and really loves the properties. And He, along with his partner, who is Scooter Braun, who is one of the most successful music producers, as well as he's produced movies and so many different things. I mean, his list of accolades is just through the roof. And he is such a visionary, so smart. We could not be more excited to be partnered with these two gentlemen. We are looking forward to an incredible future with them. They just have so many ideas and so many different things. Just avenues that they're able to tap that Aspen would have never been able to achieve on our own. And so having them, those guys with us is just a dream come true. I know Michael would be smiling from ear to ear if he was here. I still pinch myself that we were able to get to this point. It's been a long time coming. We've had so many different hits and misses throughout our history where we got so close with different properties and different people and different studios, but everything was just sort of always, you know, kind of out of hand's reach, out of arm's length. And it just never, we were never able to get over that hurdle. And with David and Scooter, I just know the sky's the limit. And those two are going to just bring in some huge, huge talent and do some great things. We are truly excited to see what the future holds.
Yeah, I remember, you know, hearing the news yesterday and just being like kind of shocked, but also really, really excited because, you know, you mentioned David, you know, he was there at the beginning of Marvel Studios. He kind of brought it up. He saw yep. something in the Marvel properties and just turned it into this juggernaut, you know, before he moved on to other things. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how the deal came together. I mean, it's just so exciting that David, he must have seen something in these properties, right? To want to become involved and build it up into something like a Marvel Cinematic, right?
For sure. Yeah. David, once again, I cannot speak highly enough of him. Just such a great heart and such a good person. And he worked so diligently to create that cohesive Marvel universe that people all over the world enjoy and love now. Prior to him getting there, I mean, all the Marvel properties were all over the place at all different studios and all different places and all different levels of development. And he worked so hard to bring those all back together because he knew creating one cohesive universe was just the way to go for them. I mean, obviously it hasn't worked for everybody or, you know, some people have tried it different ways, but David's vision and what he had in mind for that was just golden. And with us, I've known David quite some time, great guy. He actually is a huge fan of Michael Turner's artwork. He's always loved Mike and he's always appreciated what we've gone through as a company and just regards to us being on our own, always kind of towing our own line for better, for worse. We've never really licensed anything. That's just not us. I mean, Aspen, once again, good or bad, we've always strived to deliver what we love, what we wanted to bring to the fans. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, but we still tried and we always held our own and move forward. And David really appreciated that, I think. I think he saw something in us, which hopefully others do as well, and where Aspen, we work very hard. We're a small group of people, but over the years, we've tried to cast a very big shadow. We always try to have a great presence at conventions, always try to put out very high-quality books. Thankfully, I can attest to that because Marvel and DC have hired us multiple times over the years to work on some of their biggest events as well. So I'm very grateful that a lot of people do see that in us. And David did. He and I spoke for quite some time for, you know, a couple of years. And eventually we got to this point. I won't go into much detail in regards to how it all transpired, but basically we're here. And I'm so jazzed because we couldn't have asked for a better partner with him, with Scooter, to push this forward and to bring Aspen to the next level outside of comics. I think we do a pretty good job right now on knowing what we can deliver with our comic books, but this is just a whole new level for us that we're so thrilled to tackle. When doing this for 15 years, you know, you kind of get complacent maybe a little bit. We still always try to push and always try to bring in great talent and do a good job on our comics. But I mean, me personally, I've been in comics almost 21 total years. And so now having these new opportunities is something that has just re-energized me and got me to the point where I cannot wait for the next day. To be honest, Jace, yesterday, first time ever, and my wife can attest to this, I am definitely not a morning person. I hate getting up. I do, but I don't like it. I'm not a morning person. But man, yesterday when I knew the announcement was coming up, I woke up almost an hour before the alarm went off. I was so excited. It was crazy, man. I just couldn't wait to see people's reactions and to see what the world thought of what we had cooking.
So I wonder if you had to choose one, what has you most personally excited? Is it the new challenges, or is it getting these properties out in front of other people's eyes? Which one, you know, if you had to pick, or do you have maybe a favorite character from Aspen that you can't wait to see in another media?
Oh man, that's trying to choose between all the kids. That's like a loaded question, but to try to answer that, I do feel, me personally, I love the new challenges, love the new opportunities, cannot wait to see what the future holds for all the different things that we can now hopefully achieve. Cannot wait, simply cannot wait. Yesterday I was smiling ear to ear. Bringing all the books and our properties out to more eyes, I mean, in my heart, I am just over the moon. We have such an incredible fan base that has stuck with us and supported us over the years. And I cannot thank them enough for all the effort that they've gone through with collecting our books and asking retailers for our titles and going around to look for them when certain people might not have had this book or this trade or whatever it may have been over the years. Hopefully now we'll broaden those horizons, more retailers, hopefully will pick us up, more fans will go in looking for us. I'm just looking to definitely expand the Aspen brand, get us more known. I know David and Scooter, that's their number one goal, is definitely utilizing the properties that they believe in and that they see potential in, and getting those out to a wider audience and bringing them, you know, to all four quadrants of children and families and, you know, adults, and just having something that everyone can appreciate and really love and get behind. So yeah, that I'm over the moon. And then if I had to pick a favorite, I mean, obviously I'd probably be biased to my stuff because I love Shrug and I love and everything. But in my heart of hearts, when I started way back when in the 90s, I was there for the launch of Fathom. I was there through everything Mike went through day in, day out, through all the cancer, through everything Mike battled. Every time he was in pain and still put on a smile for his fans and for everyone, and just fought through that like no one I'd ever seen in my life. To see Fathom finally get on the big screen and to sit there and see Michael's name, I don't know, man. I'm going to probably break down crying, and I'm just going to smile, and I'm going to be in love, because I just cannot wait for that day. Mike worked so hard to get to that point, and for the rest of my life, I will work that hard as well to hopefully see that happen, because he deserves it. And the property, I feel, deserves it. It's endured. And so many people, whether they still pick it up or whether they picked it up back then or whether they're brand new to it now, I appreciate all those eyes and all those people checking it out. And we hope to increase that tenfold.
Right on. Yeah, that's my pick too, for, you know, a lot of the same reasons that you said. I mean, there's so many great properties. Journey's another one I can't wait to see on the big screen, but
oh, yeah.
I had to pick one. Yeah. I'm going to go with Fathom, for, you know, cause that was how it kind of all started for Mike, really. So, let me ask you, what's the reaction from, fellow industry members been like? Are they just as excited for you guys as we all are?
What is truly so appreciative is we've, over the years, haven't ever burned bridges. I mean, we try to be true and be truthful with everyone we've ever worked with. And I think that's paid off in spades, because yesterday, the incredible outpouring of support and just texts and emails and feedback we got from people just saying, right on, this is so cool, about time, da-da-da. I mean, every comment you could think of, just so positive, and oh man, it's awesome. We've made so many great friends in this industry over the years that are looking out for us or supporting us or have been checking in and seeing how things are going. And now that we have this announcement of something, and once again, something so tangible, because there could have been so many times over the last couple of years that we could have been like, oh, hey, maybe this is coming, or hey, so-and-so is interested in this, and all those announcements that you see all of the time, right? And great for them. Truly hope good things happen. But I never like those kind of pie-in-the-sky announcements. That's why almost every convention, that question got fewer and fewer far between, with people saying, hey, what's going on with movies or TV shows or whatever, because no one thought anything was happening. And that's obviously not the case, because we had tons of stuff happening. But I didn't want to announce, or at least have an announcement, until something was there, till something was tangible and really meant something, not just, oh, so-and-so is interested in this, hopefully it happens. This is so the opposite of that. This is us set up, ready to go, ready to tackle our future with two people that can make it happen like none other. They have such an incredible track record. And once again, the outpouring of support for us, for them, the feedback I've seen online on all the different websites and all different places have been so positive. And I cannot thank everyone enough for that. Cynical just circulates through the internet, right? People would rather put a snarky comment than a positive comment or no comment at all, which to me is always baffling. But for the people that took the time to put a positive comment and send their well wishes, that's just awesome. And I loved it so much. And I was just so appreciative. And yeah, yesterday was a pretty cool day. It was pretty cool. I was very happy. And today it's been back to work as usual.
So not just industry veterans and members of the industry giving positive vibes, but the fan reaction was really something overwhelming as well, right?
Oh man, yeah, that was light years beyond what we could have expected. Everybody was just, oh, this is awesome, finally, we can't wait. And all the people picking their options to play Aspen or to play this character or whatever, it's so cool, so cool. I cannot wait to get to the next convention and just hear people's thoughts and talk to everybody about it and just see everybody's reactions. But so far, so good. All the fans, like I said, we have an incredible fan base that has supported us over the years. And the thing now is just to grow that bigger and better, to push our Aspen brand and to become and evolve into the next stages of Aspen that we know we can achieve and get to.
Right on. And for you listeners, you aren't aware of this, but I mentioned I've known Frank for quite a long time, and we've actually tried to have him on the show various times. He's kind of been my holy grail. It's just never worked out. So I feel like this is kind of fortuitous. You know, I ran into Frank at WonderCon in Anaheim this last weekend and said, okay, you're coming on the show. We're making this happen. I didn't even know about the news.
I couldn't tell anybody yet. It still wasn't enough.
Yeah, so I feel like it's really meant to be, and I really want to have you back on to talk about, JT Krull, writer of Journey, is going to come on soon. I want to have Frank back on. We've talked many times about having him come on and just talk about Mike and you know, the process and some of Aspen's titles and everything. So definitely going to make that happen soon. Like I said, very fortuitous, because now's the time with this big announcement. And we'll get everybody jazzed. We'll get everybody on the Aspen bandwagon and be all excited for these movies to come out. So, again, I want to thank you for joining me, Frank. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners, upcoming convention appearances, or anything they should be on the lookout for?
For sure. Yeah, because as I mentioned, it's our 15-year anniversary. So I believe we have more titles coming out this year than ever before. New books each month. We have a total of 18 new trade paperbacks this year. We've definitely been super diligent in making sure we get a lot more trades out and catch up on older volumes, newer volumes, everything in between. So with that said, we can definitely talk more about some of the future books coming up. But as of right now, Charis Magic Volume 3 is going on by Vince Hernandez. We have Shrugged Volume 3 going on by myself. There's a brand new book called Portal Bound, which debuts next Wednesday by Mark Roslin and Gabe Carrasco, which we're extremely excited about because the Zero issue came out about 2 months ago and that was received really well. So we can't wait to get issue number one of that out. And then just looking forward quickly, as I mentioned, we have Executive Assistant Iris coming back for her 10-year anniversary in May. In June is the return of Fathom by Ron Mars and Sia Oom. Because it's the 20-year anniversary, we put together the most incredible team we thought we could, you know, just form with Ron and Sia. And oh my gosh, anybody, if you're a fan of Fathom or never picked it up, now be the time because the art of the story is just incredible. I can't gush enough about it. And then moving forward into July and August, we have the return of Soulfire as well for the 15th anniversary. We have a brand new book called Dissension War Eternal by Jordan Gunderson, who is one of our closest friends, and he's worked for us for, I don't even know how long now, 7, 8, 9 years. Incredible artist. This is an idea he's been cooking for quite some time, and we couldn't be more excited to have his book coming out, debuting at Comic-Con, and as well another brand new book called The New Way by J.T. Kroll, Alex Konat. It was co-created by Dina and Yuyan, who are two people from a different company that JT had met, who he's doing the story for them for XM Comics. So we're really excited to debut that book as well at Comic-Con. There's going to be a lot more coming up for Dissension and New Way over the next couple months. We just announced both those books. They debut in our free Comic Book Day issue that comes out the first weekend of May. Two brand new Zero issues that are in Free Comic Book Day. So everybody out there, when you go to Free Comic Book Day, please check out the Aspen title. It's not reprints. It's not stuff that's already been out before. We created two brand new full-length Zero issues for you all in one book to debut those new series. So we're truly excited to get the feedback on those as well. So tons of stuff. And I mean, that's only through Comic-Con. I mean, after that, I think there's another half a dozen books plus another 8 to 10 trades, and we're already planning 2019. So, I mean, I'm going to let David and Scooter do their thing, crank along, get all that stuff going. And in the meantime, we're just doing everything we can here to have the best 15-year anniversary we can and then push forward into the future.
Man, it sounds great. A lot of exciting stuff. And a lot of, that's one thing about Aspen. They have a very diverse line of titles. There's really something for everyone. So if our listeners want to follow along on social media, so they know when all this new stuff is coming out and kind of have an idea of what's coming up, where's the best place to get all the info?
So we're on almost every social media platform. Obviously we update our Facebook several times a day. We update our Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on all over. Obviously biggest, if you go to aspencomics.com, all the links are there. We just recently revamped our website to be more user-friendly for all the titles. It lists out every property we have. It links you to our Aspen store where we always have tons of great items available and lots of cool primer issues for a quarter. That way, if you're not familiar with our books, you could pick those up for pennies on the dollar. They're still full-size books that give you all the information about that particular title. So we're just trying to make it as easy as possible for fans to get into us. So Facebook, website, you know, DeviantArt, Aspen Comics is our username on all of those. So we're very easy to find. You can follow our Twitter, follow our Instagram. We are everywhere. If you look up Aspen Comics, we shouldn't be hard to find.
Yeah, and I definitely encourage you listeners, if you're fans of Michael Turner art, go check out the Aspen store. They're always doing exclusives on there. They sell out quickly. So, you know, because the Aspen fan base and the fans of Michael are still out there in droves. So I really want to stress that. If something's coming out, like follow them on social media so you'll know when it's going on sale. And when it goes on sale, get there quick, man, because the stuff goes fast.
For sure. And the biggest thing to stress as well, which we've been working very hard towards, is building up more relations with our retailers. And we definitely have been pushing that. And we're a member on several different retailer boards and whatnot, because I do know a lot of fans that go into stores sometimes have problems finding the Aspen books, but it's just as simple as for a retailer to order our book as it is a Marvel or DC title. So we always ask our fans that are requesting that to go to their local comic shop and ask for it, because they should be able to get it for you. And once again, I'm just hoping that with this announcement and with the added exposure that more and more retailers will carry us, because we try to look out for those guys first, provide them the books and the trades first before they go to big bookstores and everything. So it's definitely something that we're still building and working on. But yeah, for sure, if you buy your comics, definitely ask your local retailer if they don't carry us to pick them up for you, because I'm sure they'd be very happy to do so. And we're looking to just build that as much as we can.
Yeah, we always stress that on the Comic Source. The best thing to do, the best thing you can do for a title you like, for a creator you follow, and as a favor to your retailer, is pre-order the books. Just tell them you want to pick it up. It's the single best thing you can do for them, I promise you.
100% agree.
So, Frank, I want to thank you, man. It's great to finally have you on. I can't wait to have you on again soon. Talk more in detail about some of these titles. And I just want to say congratulations, man.
Well, Jace, thank you so much. And once again, I appreciate you get me on here. I know, like you said, it's been a trial a couple times, but dude, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I hope I was able to fill people in on some more information and hopefully broaden their horizons with Aspen Comics. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it sounds great. I'll see you soon.
You got it. Talk soon, buddy.